The Boulder County Commission adopted the Mobility and Access for All Ages and Abilities Transportation Plan Thursday. According to the Daily Camera, the plan builds upon the accessibility component of the county's already approved Transportation Master Plan. To address the county's multimodal needs, county planners created categories of strategies ranging from data, access, cost, resource, service gaps, awareness, and ongoing policies, with each category given a priority level. More paved access routes and bus stops, and expanding affordable or free transit fare programs and travel training for youth, family, caregivers, and non-English language speakers are among the county's short-term high-priority projects, which are set to occur within the next 2 years. The National Foundation for Gun Rights and Colorado residents Benjamin Gates and Travis Schwartz sued Governor Jared Polis Thursday in Denver federal court. The plaintiffs are challenging the constitutionality of Colorado's 2013 law banning the sale, transfer, and possession of magazines capable of accepting more than 15 rounds. The Colorado legislature enacted the 2013 law in the wake of the Aurora Theater shooting that occurred the summer before. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, whose website says that it is a Colorado affiliate of the National Association for Gun Rights, said in a press release yesterday that the lawsuit comes in light of the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that struck down a New York law requiring people to show why they needed a concealed weapons permit. Dudley Brown, president of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, said in the group's press release, the recent Supreme Court decision gave the gun rights group a 410 wrecking ball to dismantle Colorado's gun laws. According to the Colorado Sun, the governor's office declined to comment on the lawsuit, citing pending litigation. Earlier in July, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners sued the town of Superior in federal court over its new gun control laws. Last week, U.S. District Court Judge Raymond Moore granted a temporary restraining order that blocks Superior from enforcing two sections of the town's new ordinances. The executive director for Rocky Mountain Gun Owners said in the press release, the early wins in Superior are a telltale sign of what it is to come, not only in Colorado, but around the entire country. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners has been unsuccessful in overturning the 15-round magazine ban in state court, with the Colorado Supreme Court deciding in June 2020 the ban did not violate Colorado's Constitution. Indicted Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has turned in enough funds to conduct a statewide recount of votes cast in last month's Republican primary for Secretary of State. Peters lost the primary race by nearly 90,000 votes against former Jefferson County Clerk Pam Anderson. The Colorado Secretary of State said on Thursday Peters paid just over $255,000 after making her second request for a recount. Peters said in a letter to the Colorado Secretary of State's office, she has reasons to believe extensive malfeasance occurred in the June 2022 primary, but has not supplied specific evidence to support her claims. Per election rules and Colorado law, machines will tabulate the recount of votes by August 4th. A recent statewide audit of the 2022 primary has confirmed the election results submitted by county clerks. A grand jury indicted Peters in March with 10 counts of felony and misdemeanor charges stemming from a security breach of her county's election system done last year. Boulder City Council may crack down on what some neighbors call a noise problem coming from the hill. According to the Daily Camera, a city study group recommended Thursday that the city council should give police more authority to intervene with the disproportionate amount of noise and property maintenance complaints in the area. The group suggested amending policy to allow police to address unreasonable amplified noise that happens during the day in residential neighborhoods from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. The proposed amendment would also allow an officer to enforce the ordinance after hearing amplified noise in a neighborhood, and residents would not have to engage further than making the initial complaint. Boulder City Council will conduct a public hearing in September to allow returning university students to attend the hearing and provide feedback. On Thursday, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment warned Colorado residents of blooming toxic algae. KGNU's Kira DeMary has more.
According to a press release, hot summer months are prime for toxic algae blooms. Algae and cyanobacteria are natural to waters in Colorado, but on hot days, the algae can bloom in warm, nutrient-rich water. The toxins released by blue-green algae blooms are especially toxic to dogs and cats. In humans, they can cause skin irritation, stomach issues, fevers, headaches, and sore throats. According to the CDPHE, people and pets who come into contact with water that has toxic algae should rinse with tap water as soon as possible. They advise not allowing pets to lick their fur until after they have been thoroughly rinsed and to contact a healthcare provider or veterinarian if the pet is showing signs of illness. People who come into contact with toxic algae should contact poison control. For those looking to swim in Colorado rivers or lakes, the CDPHE urges people to be on the lookout for water that smells bad or resembles thick pea soup or spilled paint on the water surface. According to the press release, toxic algae is typically green, red, gold, or turquoise. It's normally a blue-green color. Other indicators that the water may contain toxic algae, they say, are foam, scum, algae, mats, or dead fish or animals near or on the water. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMary.
Today's weather forecast includes a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. Skies will be partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight. Tonight's lows will be in the upper 50s, low 60s. The current temperature in Boulder is 65 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.